It's Natasha Renault with you on BFBS, the Forces Station. And joining us now, we have comedian Al Murray. Now, we're talking about the third series of your programme, Al Murray, Why Does Everyone Hate the British Empire? It's exciting.
Yes.
However, if someone hasn't come across the series yet, can you tell us what it's all about?
Well, basically, I love history, but I also like being able to talk to comedians rather than historians and find out what people think. Where do things sit in people's imagination, right? So we did a series called Why Does Everyone Hate the English, where we went to Scotland, Ireland, Wales, France and Germany with comedians from those countries to talk about, you know, the relationship between those two countries. It was really great fun. Then we did Why did the British win every war, which I'm sure listeners to BFBS will know the answer to anyway. And then, you know, Ali Kitt and all that. And then we did this last one, Why Does Everyone Hate the British Empire? And I've been to India and Australia and Jamaica and South Africa and met a comedian from those countries who people will not have heard of in the UK, but who are really big deals where they're from. And basically asked that question, or asked them. We talked about the history. We looked at the history. We went all over New South Wales. We went all over Jamaica, all over South Africa, went up to Rorke's Drift even. And India, we went to Calcutta and then up to Darjeeling to look at the tea plantations. And we talked about the British Empire, its legacy, and what it means to people in those countries now, which surprisingly, with a couple of them, they hadn't ever thought about it before. It wasn't a thing that's on their minds.
I guess the thing is, though, that people do actually have quite a strong opinion about the legacy of the British Empire. So,
well, some do, I think. I think there are people who have a very strong view and they're noisy about it. And then there's an awful lot of people who it's not a thing that's crossed their minds much. And that, I think, is really, really interesting. You know, the people who argue about these things are the noisy ones, and everyone else is just like, oh, I've not thought about it much before, I think. But that was the interesting thing, was to push into that and discover that, really.
So when you've been on this journey for this series, what have you learnt from it?
Well, the main thing I learned is that that if you approach it like as a one-size-fits-all subject, you won't see the stories and you won't dig into really what was going on and why it was happening. And so the imperial experience, or what happened, the history of the British Empire in India is completely wildly different to the history of the British Empire in Australia, which is totally different to South Africa, which is totally different to Jamaica. You know, the four fundamentally different stories and events that play out. It's just, and the idea that they're all part of the one same thing is actually quite hard to reconcile. Because the colony in Australia, the penal colony in Australia, couldn't be much more different to Clive going to India and basically effecting a corporate takeover in Calcutta. It's just they're nothing like each other. And so I think when people come at it, you know, British Empire, one thing, I think they're making a mistake.
I think for us, it's, you know, the history of it all. It's incredibly fascinating, and I'm really looking forward to this series. But, you know, you really love your history, because you've not only done this, but you have written books on military history. You've done a lot. So what do you love?
Well, I mean, the thing I'm really, really, really interested in is the Second World War. And largely because my dad was fascinated by it, and I was sort of brought up on it as a kid. And he was an airborne soldier in the 50s and 60s. He did his national service, and then he was in the Territorial Army, he wasn't a reservist, and he was in an airborne sapper outfit, who are now commandos. They all got their wings taken off them in the late 70s and turned into commandos. So I grew up, I used to go see him parachute, at the weekends, topping up his qualification. So I remember all that as a kid. And I remember him taking me to see the parachute regiment get its new colours in 1975, something like that. And we went to do A Bridge Too Far, and he sat there grumbling about how accurate the film was when I was 8 or 9. And then we went to Arnhem on a summer holiday, because I did that as a history project when I was a lad. So I've been very much brought up on all that stuff, and quite a lot of the Maroon legends, to be honest. And I'm just fascinated by it. I'm so fascinated by it. And I've got this podcast with the historian James Holland called We Have Ways of Making You Talk, which we've done over 700 episodes now, where we talk about the Second World War and every single aspect, because it's gigantic. You know, you can talk about the Second World War without ever needing to mention a Spitfire if you don't want, or you can just talk about Spitfires for hours on end. It's the most amazing subject. And that led to last year I wrote a book called Command, which is 10 pictures of different officers in the Second World War and their experience and how they basically how the British and the Americans and the Dominion armies figured out how to beat the Germans and the Japanese, and because they certainly didn't know how to at the start. And we got more podcasts to come, and I'm writing a book, and I'm trying to write a book about Arnhem now, because that's a battle that completely fascinates me and fascinates a lot of people. So yeah, history, particularly Second World War history, is my bag.
So definitely something we need to be looking out for then. Your
new book.
Oh
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But
yeah.
What's so great is that you have your family history with the military, but you still champion them today with your books. But you actually went out to Afghanistan a number of years ago and got to meet the troops while you were there.
Yeah, we were there just before drawdown. And it's one of those things, I get there and they're going, would you like to go to the gun line? And everyone's going, oh, what's that? And I'm going, yeah, let's go to the gun line. and do you want to come and shoot rifles? And yes, I want to come. Do we really want to do that? And can we go look at the dog section? Yes, absolutely. And the thing I insisted that we do is there was the water plant, but on top of the aquifer there, and no one else was interested in going to that. I said, we absolutely have to see this. This is like so cool. They're producing their own fresh water. Come on, we've got to see this. And so I was quite annoying for everyone else, I think, on the trip. I mean, the other thing, although that trip to Afghanistan was tremendous because the rumour was it was the Saturdays, not me. When we got there, there were quite a few long faces. It was me doing my jokes everyone had watched on the DVDs a million times.
Well, at least something they'll always remember, that's for sure. But Al, thank you so much for joining us on BFBS The Forces Station to talk about the third series of Al Murray, Why Does Everyone Hate the British Empire? It's been fantastic chatting to you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
BFBS The Forces Station.